want to say, today we continue packet 18. In kapcha leves shenitcha utoch kederes shel basar. Meaning, if you have a milchik spoon and you dip the milchik spoon into a pot of meat, right? So the simple pshat, the spoon is milchik, meaning that it was used that day for hot milk, right? Let's say you had a pot of hot milk and you were stirring the hot milk with this spoon, right? So memela, the spoon became milchik. And then, by mistake or whatever, you took that same spoon and you put it in to a crock pot that's hot on the heating element of fleishik cholent, say. And you stirred. So what is the story? So what would you say? The simple pshat, you would say, that you need what? Shishim keneged the spoon. The whole spoon, only part of the spoon, that would be the shaila of kamik tasso, kam kulo. Okay? Now say you would stick it in again. In other words, you forgot. So you stuck it in several times. So, do you need shishim keneged the one spoon, two spoons? So, a simple shot, it's the same spoon that's repeated, the amount of milk doesn't increase, right? So if you stick it in one time or 10 times, at first glance, it should be that you need keneged the spoon, keneged one spoon. You're not adding more milk because you're, you know, stuck it in more than one time. So I would think that it would be the amount of milk of the spoon. You know, if you hold it, it would be the whole spoon. If you don't hold from that, it would be just the part that got stuck in, etc. But we'll see that it's not so simple. The Mishnah says in Truma, Sa'at Truma, Shanaflo Lameya. Will he speak, Larbiya, Shanaflo Acheres? Harezu Asura, Reb Shimon Matir. Page 1, packet 18. There's the truma, mimimino, is batel b'meya. So, if he falls in meya, it's batel. But what if then another one falls in? So now, one fell in, and you didn't, and then the second one fell in. And you didn't realize. So the first Tanakhama says Harezu Asura, because now you have 100 to 2 Isser, 100 Heter, that's only 50 to 1 ratio, that's not enough to Bavata. So that's the first opinion, Harezu Asura, Rabbi Shimon Matir. So says the Bartanur, Rabbi Shimon Matir, Shlo Nodolo Nefila Rishona, and Shinofla Shnia, Moder Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nofla Blasachas. He clearly hated the Nodolo Mitang. Right, you had a yidia by time. We discussed the concept of yidia. Well, he speak laharim atzinof or acheres. In other words, really, so something's batel by truma sarach laharim because gezel hashavet. So he didn't get a chance to be mayor, and another one fell in. So Rav Shimon says kevan de omer laharim kimurim dami, and therefore it's like, so therefore you finish with that. It's batel. Chachamim omrim hashtami is lahurma, and therefore it's not, so we combine the two. So that's the shaila of and the question is shalonod, if there was a yidia, then for sure it would be batal. If no yidia, then there's a question whether we could view it as one nefila, two separate times, but now it's 100 to 2. Would we say no? That it's omed In other words, you put it on your to-do list to take it out, but you didn't get a chance, but it's all made, so it's evil, it's already bottled, and when the second one falls in, it's considered a separate nefilah, and then each one was bottled, the meyach. Well, so come to smock. One thing you should learn this year is how to use a smock. So comes the smock and says, "Dine bittel, baser b'cholam she tochvim kaf kol leves b'kdevish shal baser olafach, misharin b'chol ma she netchav b'kdevish shal baser." Right. So you do the whole thing. Anything that lo yodav kamen the nafik b'nei. So you. Aval ma she lo nichnas b'rotev, ein. Oh, sir, feel the klimakas. So right, he's holding that you only have to mevatel the part that actually got into the food. Yeah. Well, in hagolah tzarich l'hag yokulu. I mean, bishul chatas bishul isra b'usas kli tzarich hagolah b'chol kli. Okay, so those over haram. You talk of base for amen. So what if you put the spoon in twice? Talk of base for amim. The Lord knows the time. Yesh lahatzrich beis for amim shishim. So you need shishim keneged two spoons. So, like the Mishnah, do you say the first one was bottle yet, and now the second one, or do they combine? He says they combine. Vrayim Maseches Trumas. That we just saw. So, why? What is this? So what is this idea? Why twice? And this is a discussion in the Trumas Hadesh on page 9. This is the first Trumas. Tachav kaf shal cholav b'gdei shal basar shtei pamim. Right. Kodim sheshol lachacham, tzarech shtei pam shishim keneged hakaf olav. So, the Gemara says, here, the Trumas Hadesh says, here, l'chor sheh uzul lo tzricha rabba. You don't need any big discussions. To behead ye isa b'smak, it's a preferish smak, u'bahagah, and the hagos a smak, it's a tzarech shtei pam shishim. I know he this mark. But he says it's not so partial. You can mark up Kidakina Shapit Svicha Rabba, but if we look at it more, it needs to be looked into. Next day and paracol bossa gasina gazai's bossa should off well. Batok Yorosh al Cholav, Amar Rav, Basar Aser, Vecholav Mutar. Vemar al Yemrit, Emshir Vesoch Da Aser, Cholav Nevelahu. Vises Em Tosin, Tekas of Vahid, Afiyo Mayim, Mishan Gdi, Aser Tov al Cholav. Mikol Mokam Yolon al Aser al Cholav, Shadiv Lo Bechatichim, Shekib Lo Tam Ben Abasar, Shenasar. Kien Acholav Anasa Chatichis Nevela, Kemoshar, Heta Shekib Lo Tam Ben Aser. Bein Ashishim, Mevatel Kenega Kol Oso al Cholav. So basically he's saying like this, that when you put in the first dip, so you have to bevatel the whole cholov that was in the spoon, that potentially the whole thing were mishayer minei, so the whole spoon's worth of what you stuck in, you have to bevatel. So now when you stick in a second time, what's the problem? There's nothing more going on than the first time. So if you're ready to mevatel everything, so who cares one time or 20 times? So the chashash is like this. Chashash is that who says everything came out? Maybe a lot came out the first time, but a little of milk stayed in. And now, meat went into the pot. So there ain't a lot. And now, it's not bottle b'shishim. So now you have basa b'cholov in the spoon. Because after the first dip, okay, whatever went out. It's fine. So you need to bevatel it. But then at the same time, there's a possibility that not everything went out. And now, a little milk was left in. And now, Buster comes into the spoon. And now you have Buster B'chol in the spoon. So now, when you stick it in a second time, you have to assume there's basam cholov in the spoon. And if there's basam cholov in the spoon, so then maybe what? Now the basam cholov is going to come out into the cholov. First time it's just cholov. Second time it's basam cholov. And then you're going to need shishim keneged that. So the answer is, what does it accomplish that you stuck it in twice? The chora, it's the same milk. Yeah, but the first time it was only milk that went out. But then the second time, basa b'cholov comes out. So he says, Omnam rotza echad menagdolim lesu raile l'divei smach delel hatzvik shtepo mishishim afil b'kaf shol shari surim shim d'chashin et shem lo pola takaf mitchil kol habalur b'socho. So maybe not everything came out. So Nuntas Chalokim came out into the Gdera. The Nesu Besocha Kaf, the Nasu Hakol Nevela, because of Rilel, Mashabalu, Matocha, the Tarko Chishim, Negazeshim, the Tacha Bekaf, the Tchiv Rishon, the Shapoli, the Tocha Kav, the Tchiv Shneer. Or if you had a trefa spoon, so you have to Mishire can get all the trait of the spoon, right? But then maybe not everything came out, and then you say Hanan in the spoon, and then you lost her again. So he says that's the svara of why you need shishim keneged two spoons worth. Because you need shishim keneged the cholov that came out, and then you need the shishim keneged the basa b'cholov that came out with the second time. Because when it came out the first time, the choshish maybe came out, but then maybe it didn't fully come out. So, I mean, it'll probably be what, 119, because if it's outside that it came out, so the only possibility is maybe the first time only 59 came out, and then the second time it's going to be 60 that became the veil of Basav Cholov, so then you'll need 59 plus 60 and units, and then you need Shishim Keneged that.
It would be no matter how many times.
Right, but once you finish with that, then there's no more Hanan, because you already made Basav Cholov. You created.
The third time it didn't.
So the third time. So what's going to happen the third time?
Okay, so I don't know,
the third time.
One little tipper of Basav Cholov, and then, you know, 159, you still have.
But it's already, the whole thing is already Basav Cholov. Right, but so then it doesn't multiply anymore. It doesn't multiply. So whatever is included in the 59 that came out, and then another 60 that came out, will already be, nothing more will become usher.
Let's say 59 came out the second time, and now I have one
1/60th
of
Basav Cholov. Maybe you have Basav Cholov, so it's finished.
So what, and now more hetero comes in, would that identify the new vegetable?
No, because.
Why is it garden in the neighborhood?
Okay, so we'll see. One second. So then the Truma Shadesh says, Omnam Lochazinu Rabbanu Kishisha, the Havidaiki, Lidrosh. But he says he doesn't find the old Rabbanim that are asking, you know. He always speaks about the Rabbanu Kishisha. That doesn't mean if you're old, you're automatically, you know, a person's old could also not be a Talmid Chacham, and a person's old could also make mistakes. And it has to be more than mistakes, even if they're very old. So, but in general, we have a concept of respecting old people. Not everyone understands that concept. You know, in the secular world, it's already you're old, in Yiddishkeit, we think not that way. We have Hashivas for Skanim. In the secular world, the Skanim became, you know, oh, they're not useful anymore.
Let them die.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, all these different. So, a lot of secular ideas that people don't understand, the concept of, they, you know, save a tokum and all these things. And it's not just a thing, it's not just a show. You have to understand it. And many levels. Again, both things. You have to understand that a Zakin sometimes makes mistakes, and it's not just a free ride for anyone who's a Zakin. Whatever they say is automatically true. You can make mistakes. On the other hand, you have to understand that a person who is a Zakin is this measure of Talmud you have to give. That's a side point. And sometimes the side points are more important than the Iker points. Wait, let me just say. So then he says, in other words, the older Rabbanim just said, go with Shishim. They didn't ask you how many times did you put it in, so they didn't care because they held it's only in Shishim. So what's wrong with this Cheshbon that he says to make twice Shishim? So he says, so he gives Pshat, so he said, once he says, the narrative of Sabchin had the cause of Mordechai, Pergil Anoshe, Meshem Ravon, Bahu Uvda de Ira Bebegenza, Bigdeus Oiso, Shfuso, Ezo Aish, Nitas of Achala, because of Ravon, the Imomad Achala, Hanivla Nosin Tam, Perotev, Adivgo Bigdeva, Nesser, also Rotev, Jose, also a Rotev, Nosin Tam, Bigdeira. He says like this: the first time you put the spoon in, so the chalav say goes out. Okay, good. So you have to. And worst case scenario is that maybe it didn't all come out; only 59 and one stayed in. And then meat, and then the meat comes in and becomes also chalav in the spoon. But maybe not, because in the spoon there's one unit now of chalav left in, and then 59 of basar that comes in the spoon. So now it's not batal b'shishim. But who says that you view that 59 separate? Maybe the 59 of meat in the spoon is still connected to the rest of the meat in the pot, and then you'll still have shishim, so it won't become basar b'chalav. And the second you take it out. Oh, now for sure it's not part of the stuff in the pot, but then it's a cliche already. It's and therefore there wouldn't be. So that's what he says over here. That's called the concept of makusher. The question is, can you combine the blia in the spoon with the blia in the pot to have shishim connected the chalav? So that's what he says. That because of Ravan Deilomer Dachol Hanivla Nosin Tam Perotev Hanivla Bigdeira Neser Osu Rotev Chose Osu Rotev Nosin Tam Bigdeira Rose Hakol Mitam Bimimino Halo Mina El Harotev She Bigdeira Bechutz Rotev Hanivla Chol Echad Hein Levata Hachol Hevi Raya Lezug Lo Mechalkinim Beirei Shlosh Yomim Bigdeira Shabrisho Mavasar. Yeah. Masik Shem Bivadai Raya Zatam. So one idea is that maybe you don't say Chanam the Balua. That's one idea. So if you don't say Chanam the Balua, even if there's Basar B'Cholav, so it's only that the Cholav is Asa. So you don't need an extra, it didn't become extra Asa. So the one concept is that maybe you have shishim all the time, and even if you don't have shishim, who says you say chanam v'malua? Rashi says, "No, nami yesh latim mahani trei tam." If no ma shehetem mibachutz, ainu mitzdarf imasha bekaf. When mekdeim came, lo yaser klal masha kaf bolei dein achol shayisah malua kvar bekaf lasos masha bekdeir sheshishim kedega kol akaf. He told me, "Shani no mihid ravon hasam vaday masha bekdeir v'dofe dekere chashiv akol echad." Well, kani yesh lochos lachas shahotzi. See over here. What about you're going to take it out? Yishlomar the lachas shaltziyah when the rosh can call a balum socha chashiv kibol klisheni lo padla v'lo bola. So he says, like the Ravan says, k'deir shayis shmuzes nitzos lachol. So the Ravon says there's a concept of makusher, that if milk goes into the pot and then there's meat in the pot, we don't say it becomes basar b'chalav, because the meat that's nibble in the pot is still makusher to the meat, to the be'ed meat, and then you'll have shishim. And even if that's one idea. And the other idea is that maybe there's no balua, there's no chanam b'balua. So you have these two reasons over here as well. You have, in other words, so when you, the only reason to count more than one shishim is because we assume something multiplied. Pasha Pshat, all you have is the milk that was in the original container. It's not more milk coming in, so you shouldn't require anything more than one shishim. But if you would assume that there's a Hanan, what does Hanan accomplish? Hanan multiplies something that makes the Isser more than it is. So if you have a Tipas Cholov, so, or more than Tipas, you have the whole Kedera of, you have a whole spoon that got inundated with milk, was cooked with milk, and now you stick it in the things, right? So the first time you have to mishayar keneged the milk, and the second time you have to mishayar because you have to assume that maybe not all the milk came out and became basa b'cholov in the kli, and if that be the case, it became basa b'cholov in the kli. So now you had a nevela being created in the kli. So now you can have a shishim keneged this basa b'cholov. And the basa b'cholov is not only now the milk; it's the whole spoon. So the mela, you're going to need another shishim connected to the second spoon, the second chiva, which is basa b'cholov. So why weren't that's how he explains the smak. But how come the achronim didn't say like that? Because maybe the achronim held ein chanan b'balua, number one, or even if they held there is chanan b'balua, but here it's b'kusha, because. So that means that the milk, the meat in the spoon that came in, we don't view that as a separate unit, that the confrontation now is between the milk in the spoon and the meat in the spoon, because we say that the meat in the spoon is connected to the meat in the pot, and memela, the shishim between the two of them to mevatel the cholov, and memela, you won't have basa b'cholov. And but once you take it out, so now it's for sure not makusher, but then he says it's like a klisheni. Why is it klisheni? At the kli rishon shalom gavayish b'chor, because when he put it in
the ladle.
So that's the ladle issue. Every time we said that, the question how much you keep it in, is the ladle kli rishon or kli sheni? So you assume it's like a kli sheni, so it's not mamish sitting on the fire so long and whatever. You know, the ladle is a kli sheni. So, Mimela, one second, Kumtois, that there are two shitas in the poskim, in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and Ramah, the Mechaber on page 13, says, Atokhev Kaf Cholev, Espekter Shal Basar, Ipcha Misharin Mechol Mashar Nitchav. Right? One time. And then he says, his opinion says, Cham Ktsosim Cham Chulo. But then he says, Im Tochel Chaf Mekter Shnei Pomim, Halayla Zeh Shnei Pomim, Velo Nodu Ventayim, Tzorek Shnei Pomim Shishim. That's the Truma Sedeshim. I mean, that's the smak. That's the smak. The Yesh Omrim, the Sagi B'Pamachas, the Chay Nogim. And that's the Truma Sedeshan's idea. And it's not called No Dabin Tayim. So if it's No Dabin Tayim, then there would be Nispatel, just like we saw by the case of the Truma. I'll take the questions in a second. So this is the famous machlokes, whether you need one shishim or two shishims. Now let me show you something else. This is the Prima Gadim. Take a look at the Prima Gadim on page 16. The second arrow. Why do you have to tochev beis pa'amim? Even if you don't tochev beis pa'amim, this same thing can happen. You just leave it in, and then the milk comes out, and maybe not everything, and the meat came in. So why do you have to take it out and put it in? Even if you just leave it in, the same phenomenon is happening. In other words, it would be Mekusher, and therefore, so Dafka, when you take it out, then it wouldn't be Mekusher, and he doesn't accept it as far as that is a Kalish Eini. So that's why you have to take it out and put it back in. Then you stop the Mekusher once you take it out. You take it out, right. That's the smach, that it's no longer Mekusher. And then you don't accept the idea that the Trima Sedeshin also understood that, but he says, but no, but then once you take it out, it's like a cliche, so it's not going to help you if you broke the Mekusher, because if you don't have the heat that is called, will cause a blia, then it doesn't help.
Why does he call it a cliche, actually? I mean, he took the meat out of the Rishon. Or in other words,
he took the spoon.
Of course, the spoon is cold.
No, the spoon was in.
Right.
And then you took it out. So like we were talking about that, that's the shiloh of a ladle.
Right, a shiloh is open.
Yeah, so if you assume that a ladle is like a kli sheni, so that means that even though it was on...
Even though it was in the kli
rishon, but it wasn't long enough or whatever it is, then you take it out.
If something hot enough, it's going to get hot almost instantaneously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it would still hold... It's still a machlokas whether a ladle is a klirishon or a klirishon. So there's something with that. It's no different than the shiloh of a ladle. So if you hold the ladle as a klisheni, so this will be a klisheni. One second. That's one point. I want to say one more point, and then you can say what you have to say. And then there's another prima gadim. I am to say for Oroch Lashach. Because of time, basis surim of atlan zedzeh. Because we have a concept of basis surim of atlan zedzeh. Whereas usually bittul is heter and iser. But what if you have three different isurim, right? So would we say that like two of them could join up to mevatel the third one? Usually heter is mevatel iser, but we hold as a concept of that isurim of atlan zedzeh. So he says, so if that be the case, then what do you have to say that here you have to mevatel the milk, you have to mevatel the basar b'chalav, but those are two separate things. So why do we say they join together? Usually surim don't join together. So here is basar b'chalav, because it's already basar b'chalav of the spoon. Then we have milk alone, so those are two separate things. So this is not the same as two separate surah, because one of them is basa b'chalav, one of them is chalav that's going to make basa b'chalav. So that's too similar.
So what would be the third surah involved here?
No, the third thing is the meat. You have meat, you have basa b'chalav, and you have chalav. Those are the three players. Normally, we don't say that the two Isurim come together. But we say that the two different Isurim come together to Bavatel the third Isur, and we go Lakula. Right? So here, how come we're saying that the Basa B'chalav joins together with the milk, and you have to Bavatel both of them? It's like Shnei Isurim. So So what's the idea that it's the same issue? It's not, one is Chalav, even though one is the initial stage and one is that. But, okay, one second. Okay, and let me just see what else. Okay, now I'll take some questions and see what you say.
I'm not sure if this may not be right. It's a long presentation. Are we saying that the Chabad chose to speak about Shnei Kamin as opposed to Kamachas, even though Kamachas would also be a problem, because he also wanted to teach us the din of Mekusher, and Kusher only comes up by the teacher Shnei Kamin? I didn't totally get that.
What is your question?
Why?
Yes, good question.
Okay. Is Mechaber trying to teach us, is the Mechaber teaching in the case of Shnei Kamin to teach us the Jinn of Mekusher, which he wouldn't have been able to teach by Kamachas?
No, he's teaching you the halacha that you don't say Mekusher.
Yeah, I'm saying that we wouldn't have had that finished by
Kamachas. Yeah, in other words, he's telling you what the halacha is. Does it make a difference one time? Two times, three times? So he's saying, yeah, there's a difference. One time you need shishim keneged the spoon. Two times you just need shishim. Two times you need shishim keneged two spoons. What do you mean two spoons? It's the same milk. No, it's the milk, and then it's the osa b'chalav. So the two separate things. So we said it's. So therefore you'll need shishim to keneged two spoons worth, and the Rama says, and the other sheet says no, it's always under one spoon.
I said it will be 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. It's still only going to be from maybe 2 times shishim,
right?
According to the Mada,
right?
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because what's going to happen here is that after 2 times, so there's this Rosa B'chalav in the Yavta Mavatel, and then it could be, so you need Yavta Mavatel B'chalav. And then there's another possibility that not all the chalav went in. So then meat can come in, and that'll become basar chalav, and that'll go out, so you have to mevatel that. Right? And now, so what's left? That a third time, but now everything became basa b'chalav.
They have iser in the spoon, like they have pork in the spoon.
Yeah, but basa b'chanan is only in the formation of basa b'chalav.
But if you hold chanan b'shari surim, then basa b'chalav.
Oh, if you hold chanan b'shari surim,
then it's like the
name. Right, then it's your right. So he's saying based on his sheet that you don't say chanan b'shari surim. I think that's. So then, because once it's already formed, but the Ramah
anyway,
the whole thing. Have Shlomo. Second tchiva.
But even if you don't say chanan, then it seems that I have 90% meat now. So does a 10% milk and 90% meat create 100% butter?
What, in the spoon?
In the spoon.
10% milk, 90% meat.
Zachary 100%.
Yeah, so that's
even, so I'm saying banana. Don't say, but even if I don't say
banana. So even, yeah, but Basel, you say Hanan.
Why
no, because if you don't say Hanan, and we do say Hanan, but you say Balua, maybe you don't. But still, because if you don't say Hanan, then nothing multiplies, that your enemy is just the milk. There's no other thing that you have to bevatel.
There is
and you,
there is meat in this thing now. It should
become Basel Bechol. Yeah, but no, but it's only become Basel Bechol because of the milk, if you don't say Hanan. So then that milk, you just have to make sure you have enough to bevatel that milk, which you had in the first chiva. So nothing is multiplying. So the fact that you put it in a second time doesn't require nothing more. But here, if the first time it was milk and then the second time it was b'cholov, now I have multiplied the isra because the cholov, the meat becomes a chefs of the isura.
So we say that like 10% b'cholov there on the spoon?
If it's Hanan, then the whole thing is Basel B'chol.
If you don't say
Hanan, Basel B'chol, we do, but if you don't say Hanan, but Balua say, then you just have the
10%.
Yeah, so that's what you had from before. And you already you have enough to bevatel that anyway, so you don't need any more. Whew! Kalu! Kalu, what do you say?
Are we being shy like the spoon or the plate in the spoon? Pointing to Mata Dasha.
What are we mavatel? We mavatel the bleas in the spoon. But how do we know how many bleas there are based on the size of the spoon?
Okay, then the second question. When we learn Tarubis, didn't we say that we treat Israel's Hechana and therefore isn't the whole part, isn't that the main part of Tarubis? So we treat the Israel's Hechana after treating the Mata?
Yeah, but that's if there was a yediyah. There was no yediyah bintayim. This whole sugi is low noda bintayim. So then it can combine together. In a chanami, if there's yediyah, then it's over. It's bottom. And then the second spoon, it's bottom also the same shear. Well, multiply. That's why we start off this Mishnah of low noda bintayim to the two nefilas of the truma, you know, combined together, and then you need meyer connected each one, which you don't necessarily have. So the same thing with the spoons, are the two spoons to combine together. Or do we say no? The first spoon was already batel, and now it's gone. The second spoon is the same shear, will be batel again. That's the idea in time. So then we viewed as two separate cases, and each one was batel. But if mono dum in time, then you have to say it's like two things fell in. And then you need shishim connected two things, which is much more.
Why doesn't the Ezra work so hard?
He's working about it.
By Hagolah, we're never choshish, not everything comes out. You leave it in, and things come out. We always assume everything comes out.
No.
That's with
water.
Okay, so it's totally on whether how.
Okay, you don't do Havala in Cholt.
But you're assuming.
Right.
When do you ever assume that? Whenever you're assuming.
But it's only L'chumra. It's only L'chumra. In other words, when I have water, whatever way I allow to do Havala, then I can say L'chumra, the whole thing. So here I have to be Choshesh L'chumra.
Why? Because you don't have Havala
B'Shar Lashkin? Well, this is even worse. This is, you know, Cholent, this is meat. You know, you can't just do Havgalah in roast beef. You know, put your tray spoon in a pile of roast beef, even at the top. Because water is, the liquid is what's spoiling.
Yeah, but here you're putting it in liquid, liquid.
Yeah, but it's, you know, but...
If you're not putting it in a double gush, it sounds like you're putting it in a...
Yeah, it's a...
A double lot. You're putting it in chicken soup. That's what you're putting in. You're putting your milk spoon
and
chicken soup.
Yeah, but still, you have to plug it into what the different sheet is about. You know, is only water good? What if you have something in the water?
That's
going to
be
color. That'll be, unless there's also solids in here, and then for sure there won't be.
Right. And also, by the by the gift of Rav, isn't Rav there? I thought we said previously that was just a, it's still Osir, it's just a form of Malchus. I don't know if it's a, if we could give all three Yisurim.
Well, still Osir would be a Chatz Yishir, but we wouldn't get Malchus.
Yeah, or a Hashtrasafi, something like that.
Right.
What's the thing about him's cash? Maybe Yisurim Rav says that, okay, and therefore it's
still Osir. Right, it'll still be, but it'll be...
So what's the gain by that? Okay, so then.
Right. I mean, it'll still be, you're saying you're not giving Malchus anyway, so. You're not giving Malchus anyway. Okay, it's a good cash. Okay. So that is the, okay, so these are the main things that, and yeah, the Yisurim Rav Zerzer is here, page 23, because there is Yishbo Chamishim, the Teisha Zaysim, Heter, the Notful Shneg Zaysim, Echad Shal Dam, Echad Shal Chela, Kol Echad Mitztayv, Ima Chamishim, Teisha Shal Heter, Levatel Chavero, Chain Esrim, Teisha Zaysim Shal Heter. So that's this halacha of each one is mitzarif to mevat al chavero. So there, what page is that? Page 23. Kadesh Yishbacham, yeah. Yeah. Cholachem Tzayv in Machamishim Teshu Shal Hetu Levato Chavero. Okay. I mean, the difference is if you say you eat, right, and you eat the heterim, then so here you have heterim too, right? Heterim too, so then you can eat the meat. You'll eat the meat, and then that's okay because the other thing was okay. Rabosai, I'd like to wish you all a good yontif, a Kabbalah Satara, of meaningful Kabbalah Satara, that we should accept upon ourselves the yoke of Torah. And Iker learning Torah is Havana. Just, you know, people are interested in, you know, the Vilna Gaon in Mishlei says the Ksiel, he always looks katzve table. He always looks, when he's starting, he's looking, when are we going to finish? When are we going to finish? But learning is about when are we going to finish. Learning is about, like Rabbi Aram said from the Chofetz Chaim, about understanding today's toisus, today's smak, today's rock. That's what learning is about. It's not about when we're going to finish. And then you keep learning, then you'll ultimately finish things. But some people, it's all about when is the siyum, and when is it? Not about the siyum. Nothing to do with the siyum. We're not here for the siyum. We're here for learning. To understand, to learn. And, you know, that idea is taken from, you know, some people without a seam, they don't, you know, it's not about a seam. That's not what learning is about. Learning is about understanding, and it's as long as it takes you to understand something, that's what, you know, I told you, Rabbi Yashiv said that he doesn't understand the concept of daf yomi, because he says, some dafim, you should spend 10 days on the daf. On one daf. And some dapim, you can spend 10 dapim in one day. It's not all shava b'shava. It's not all. So I'm not here to criticize Daf Yomi because it's a tolos for some people, but that's not the real Kenyan Torah. The real Kenyan Torah is sitting and learning that Inyan until you got it clear. Rav Shiner once, he said this, I was going to see him at Shas, he spoke, so he was speaking about his relationship with Rav Yashiv, and he was asking Rav Yashiv a question, and he would repeat it, and again, back and forth, so he asked Rav Yashiv, how long should I, you know, do this for us. It says, how long do you spend on something until you have it clear? It's not about like doing two blot a day, five blot a day, seven blot a day, and two blot a day, all these things, and making this see and that. No, it's actually until you understand it. You keep going over it until you understand it. And it's all about Havana. And that's what the Torah. Salvation always says, and the Torah Shabbat Peh is called Mishnah, Shinantam Vanecha, Torah Shabbat Chassav is called Mikra, because based on the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Magen Avraham, because you could, Torah Shabbat Chassav, you could read, so there's some value, even though it's not the greatest value if you're just reading and you don't really understand, even Torah Shabbat Chassav. I mean, it's probably also given that we should understand it. But there's a value to the Kriya. But Torah Shabbat Peh is all about Havana. So how long do you do it? Actually, Yetzei HaSafek, like Rav Yashiv said, actually, Yetzei HaSafek Milibo. And that's it. And you keep learning throughout your life. I told you, Rav Yosef Weiss, Zatzal, said, how do you define how much Bekiyas you have? It depends how much Ian you did. That's how much Bekiyas you have. Because if you're just learning superficially, so that's not Bekiyas. Bekiyas expertise, that's not expertise. But how much Bekiyas he has is how much Ian you did. That's how much Bekiyas you have. That's Rav Yosef Weiss, Zatzal, who was a Rosh Hashiva here for many, many years. He was a Talmud of Moshe Soloveitchik. He's from the old school, when he knew what real learning is. And then, you know, when people have these modern ideas, these are modern ideas, but you should know what the real ideas were, and you should be zoiche to a Kabbalah Satorah, and the Torah should affect ourselves, because different people, I quoted the Havdamah to my Sefer, one of the first drushes I heard from Rav Geli, Zatzal, when he came here to Washington Heights, and right away we ate a meal by him, myself and Simcha Weber, it'll be written up in a newspaper, Bez Hashem. So he said in Shul, he said, sometimes the Rambam says he royally, right, what he's saying is a chiddush, that's nowhere. Usually the Rambam just paskens like this day or that. The chiddush of the Rambam is how he understood the Gemara. And then that's one chiddush, and then how he decides to pasken is the second chiddush. But sometimes he has his own svaras, and he says, he royally, that means it's no place does it have this idea, and I have this new svara. So Rav Geli said, you might think he royally is a weaker thing, because he doesn't really have a riot. Whereas everything else, when he doesn't say Yerali, he has a riot from this Gemara, that Gemara. He says, but really the Yerali is stronger, because the Yerali means from his whole persona, his whole mahus of a Talmud Chacham, he's saying this. When it's a mocker, so it's just one mocker. But this is from his whole persona, and that's the idea of the Yerali. Ayin Bat Dhamma, Imre Baruch, Mamorim, that I quoted his name. And that's part of the idea that the Torah changes the mahus of the person, but that's only when you learn slowly, when you understand, like I ignore Megodim, Yachiv Daito B'Chochma, the Rambam says in his Rebbe, you want to get other thoughts out of your mind, is Yachiv Daito B'Chochma, which means that you learn Be'in, Yachiv Daito B'Chochma. That's what he quotes the pasuk Naftule Okim Niftalti Im Achoisi. So Achoisi is Torah, you know, because Emir Chochma Chosia, and Naftule means what? Was bound together. So Naftule Okim Niftalti says the Nomu Godim and Avdama is that you have a chibur with the Chochma. then it affects you, and then it takes away all the other thoughts, and then you're preoccupied with learning, and that's the if you're learning, like the Taz says, Lasop b'divisoris, the Kulpulashal Torah, the Bez Hashem will speak about it the second night of Yontif, between Mincha Maariv, Ayin Shom, and Bez Hashem, you should all have, and it also, it should be the Simcha, what's the original source for Milchus and Fleishiks? Not the Ramah, the Shtei Halechem. But the original source is Rav Oberlin, the poet, from the Kolbo, is the pasuk in what? Shir Hashirim, Dvash V'chol of Tachas Neshoinich. The Torah has to be sweet, like trying to get for me sugar-free cheesecake. But still, sugar-free cheesecake also has the Mesikas HaTorah. that's Hashem, and you should all enjoy learning. And Mimela, you know, I was in Boston for several summers in Brookline, and there was a man, his name is Rav Hirsch Tannenbaum. He was a Talmud of Rav Baruch Baer. He learned 10 years, he told me, been by his 10 years by Rav Baruch Baer. And he used to give a shiur on Sunday, like late afternoon, to the Balabatim in Brookline, who were learned in Balabatim. He would give an Ian shiur in Yiddish to the Balabatim. He wrote several Sfarim, 8 Eras. And so he said that, you know, Rav Baruch Baer, I think he said he had a machlokes with his son-in-law about different learning. So he says, Rav Baruch Baer's shita always was that you learn more be'ian, then you'll enjoy the learning, and then ultimately, long-term, you'll be more connected throughout your lives instead of learning quicker. I mean, again, like Rav Shechter pointed out, you have to know what to dwell on, what not to dwell on. Tversky pointed out. But that's the yisod. So you should have a Kabbalah Satorah. It should be meaningful, and you should learn the Havana and Bez Hashem, be kind of the Torah, and it'll be with you, and it'll affect you as a in your mind, in your heart, like Rav Ari Salvechik's book, my friend Rav Ari Marcus put together, Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind, that the Torah affects both the heart and the mind, and Bez Hashem should help us to be mekabel the Torah, and I'll end with one last word, but that is in Tavshin Nun Aleph, there was a Siyum Hashas in Madison Square Garden, and so it was a big event in Madison Square Garden, Tavshin Nun Aleph, and so one of the speakers was Rav Elias Svei spoke. He was always one of the big speakers for the Aguda. And I remember the Rosh Hashiva of Keren Biyad was in America then. So he attended the Siyum Hashas. And the day after, he met with the alumni of Keren Biyad here in one of those classrooms and by one of them over there. So he said over, I want to tell you something I heard from Rav Elias Svei at the Siyum. He said over from Rav Aaron Kotler, Gevaldik Avort, he wanted to say, oh, he was very excited about it. I wrote it up in the Sefer Zikaron for Rav Goldberg Satzal, and then was reprinted in Imei Baruch Mikol Kosai. And that is, the question is, how come there's no mitzvah? There's no mitzvahs on Shavuos. Meaning, the regular Yontif mitzvahs, there's no matzah, there's no sukkah, there's no special mitzvah. Why is that? Because a mitzvah you need, because you don't have the original. You don't have a sukkah, Anani HaKavod, so we need a sukkah. You know, you don't have the matzahs they ate when they came out of Mitzrayim, so we do something to remind us because we don't have the original. But Torah is called Godol v'lo Yosef, lo Pasak. So the Kabbalah Satorah from Har Sinai that they had then, we have the same thing. When you open up the Gemara, you open up the Smach, you open up the Kiv Eger, that's the same Kol Godol v'lo Yosef of Matan Torah, so you don't need any mitzvah to bring. You have the original. When you have the original, you don't need any replicas. So Bez Hashem, we should realize this. We mekabel the Torah ba'ava uveratzon b'simcha u'b'sasol.